We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We want to be talking about specifically some of the things that they're trying to do here in the state of Connecticut. They're talking about more sports betting, which means more tax dollars, legalizing marijuana, which means all more tax dollars. But we also know there's a downside, a deep, dark downside to all of these specific things, to both of them. And one of the things that I'm very passionate about, people that are trying to find their way back, and whether it's whether it has to do with alcohol or narcotics, or it has to do with obesity or anything, or specifically in this case with gambling. There's some great programs out there. There's some great meetings out there, and Gamblers Anonymous has saved a lot of lives and continues to do so day in and day out. And I've had some friends that have been through some difficult times, and because of their higher power, they have found their way back. And our higher power has brought us our next guest, and that's Tony M. And Tony's going to talk to us a little bit this morning about GA and also about Gammonon for people that think they may have loved ones in their life that are affected by this addiction to gambling. Good morning to you, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Steve. Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Now you were all over the place, Tony. I know you were at a meeting last night, and you coordinate a lot of different meetings between here and also Western Massachusetts, and you're always working in between the meetings. So tell us a little bit about what GA is all about, and then also Gammonon.
Gamblers Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from a gambling problem. Now, the only requirement, Steve, is a desire to stop gambling. There's no dues or fees. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organization, or institution. Yeah. That's just a short version of what Gamblers Anonymous is.
Well, you know, Tony, maybe what you could do, and only just so we can really put a face on this, if we could, Tony, and I'm not going to pry too much, but can you just give us a short version of your journey and how you ended up, you know, getting into the program? I know you've been involved in it for many, many years, but what happened that really got you to where you are today?
All right, I'll give you the short version. I started as a teenager. And my uncle, I'm 100% Italian, my uncle and my godfather was a bookie, and I started hanging around with him, taught me how to play poker. I did very well. He taught me, in my case, which is a lot different than everyone else's case, that you have the edge over the other person. If you go to a racetrack, you handicap, you study, you always make sure you know what you're doing. You don't gamble on any kind of scratch ticket, Lotto, casino, slot machines, anything that depends on luck. But anyway, the short version is that I pretty much did that for 40 years, where whenever I wanted, I pushed people out of the way if they told me I had a problem, and I just loved doing it. I thought it was a normal way of life for me. So up until 2004, is when I came into Gamblers Anonymous, because in the last couple of years, I developed this dog racing program, which took several hours every day just to do the handicapping part of it. And then the next day, I would watch the race, either at the teletheater or sometimes live. But what ended up happening was I wanted to do it more and more because I loved gambling. I loved math. There was a lot of math involved. But I started lying to woman who was my fiance, my family, everyone, just so I could get there more often. So this one day, I went up to Hinsdale Raceway dog racing in New Hampshire only because I had my 14-year-old daughter with me, and it was around Christmas time. It was like December 5th, I believe. And I went up there. We were supposed to go Christmas shopping. I told her, we're not going to go Christmas shopping right now. We're going to go up to the dog track and make more money so we can buy more presents for everybody.
Oh, boy.
Well, that right there was setting her up to become what I was. In other words, gambling was all right. Lying was all right. At the end of the day, I had a bad day, and I put my cell phone back on because my fiance had been trying to call me to see where I went Christmas shopping, and I came clean with her. I told her what I had been doing, and she had a hint that I was doing gambling a lot, and she didn't like it, but I told her everything that day, and I called the hotline myself. Went to my first meeting in Long Meadow, Massachusetts, December 9th, and I've been in there ever since.
God bless you, man. I think that's amazing. And as my I had a dear friend of mine that was in the program for many, many years, and he told me how bad it got for him. But he also said that his wife really found her way to get through it all and cope with it because she found her way into Gammonon. So we only have a minute or so here, Tony. So if you could just explain to people what Gammonon is all about and how they can find out more about that.
Gammonon is a program similar to Al-Anon and AA, where it's for the people who have been affected by the gambler. We actually have our own meetings for Gammonon, and there's a phone number you can call, and I am a volunteer on the hotline, and I was telling you yesterday when we were talking that almost half of the calls that I get are not from the gambler, but from the people affected by gambler. So I have the hotline number, I have a Gammonon number, I have some websites if you want to finish
right.
Something like that.
Well, let's do this only because I want to make sure that we get this out. Let's start because if there's a gambler in your life and maybe you can't control the gambler, but you need to be able to learn that, you know, you don't want to be an enabler. You got to know how you can deal with this problem that this person that you care about is going through. So how do you find out more about Gammonon? What's a good number for Gammonon?
Well, there's a number that you can call. Somebody live a couple days a week only, but there's a message you can leave, and they would definitely call you back. That number would be 718-352-1671.
One more time, if you could give that out. Just one more time.
Yeah, 718-352-1671.
All right. And again,
number to call.
All right, and you can also Google Gammonon. They can tell you where the nearest meetings are and how to connect with people. Mm-hmm. And how about a number real quick if somebody thinks they got to deal with that monster? What about a number for GA?
Number for GA, 24/7, 855-222-5542. One more time, 855-222-5542.
All right, you just have to have that desire to try to get well. Thank you so much. Yep. I know this was all last minute, Tony. Let's keep the lines open so we can let people know how else we can help them in the future, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, God bless you, man. Thanks a lot for getting up on Saturday morning, especially I know you're out there volunteering and giving so much back. So I'll keep you in our prayers, and hopefully things get better for everybody out there who's fighting that demon. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Tony.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me. My pleasure to do it.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye.